Good day and welcome to the Q4 FY23 conference call of Fairchem Organics Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anuj Sonpal from Valorem Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome to you all. My name is Anuj Sonpal from Valorem Advisors. We represent the investor relations of Fairchem Organics Limited. On behalf of the company, I'd like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings call for the fourth quarter and financial year ending 2023. Before we begin, let me mention a short cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's earnings call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risks and uncertainties which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's beliefs as well as assumptions made by and information currently available to management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earnings call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. Now, let me introduce you to the management participating with us in today's earnings call and hand it over to them for opening remarks. We firstly have with us Mr. Nahuj Jariwala, Managing Director and Chairman, and Mr. Rajan Jhaveri, Chief Financial Officer. Without any further delay, I request Mr. Rajan Jhaveri to start with his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Anuj, and good afternoon, everyone. Let me brief you on the fourth quarter and year-end financial performance, after which our chairman and MD, Sri Nahuj Bhai, will brief you on the operational highlights. The operational revenue for the fourth quarter was about Rs. 152 crores, representing a growth of 48% over the immediate preceding quarter. EBITDA reported was around 19 crores versus 4 crores in the previous quarter, and the EBITDA margin stood at 12.64%. Net profit after tax reported was around 12 crores versus 60 lakhs in the previous quarter, while the PAT margin was 7.83%. Now, coming to the annual financial year ending 2023 figures, operational revenue stood at 648 crores rupees, EBITDA reported was around 72 crores, and EBITDA margin stood at 11.17%. Net profit after tax reported was around rupees 44 crores, while PAT margin was 6.71% for the full year. Now I hand over the call to our chairman and MD, Sri Nahuj Bhai, to give you the operational highlights. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. I would like to thank you all for participating in company's earning conference call. First, I'll talk in brief about the operational highlights, and then later on, we'll open the floor for the question answers. On the operational front, the demand from the paint industry has revived to a large extent, which has helped us in pushing sales of linoleic acid, one of our prime products. And there was also a marginal improvement in per unit realization of this product. We also witnessed revival in demand for another prime product, namely dimer fatty acid, during the same quarter. Both the factors put together has resulted in Q&Q rise in revenue by around 50%, 48%. And the raw material cost as a percentage of revenue was also lower on Q-on-Q basis, with all the other costs under control. The EBITDA margins have inched back to about 13%, that is nearing closer to our normal anticipated margin. This is, in brief, the operational highlights. Now, we can open the floor for the question and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, please restrict your questions to two per participant so management is able to address questions from all participants in the queue. For follow-up questions, you may rejoin the queue. We will now wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Prakash Kapadia from Anived Portfolio Managers Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity. You know, in your opening remarks and in the PPT, you mentioned, you know, demand coming back from paint companies. So, is that trajectory in demand continuing? What is, you know, the kind of commentary you're getting from paint companies in terms of sustainability of that demand? And I think this year, around, I think Diwali is in Q3. So, typically, you know, Q2 or the demand from paint company scenario should be clear. What is the time lag, or you should see, you know, demand coming in Q3 also. And one bookkeeping question was, I think in the balance sheet we've seen 349 million as capital work in progress. So is that commercialized, and, you know, now our capacity is 120,000 metric tons? Is that understanding correct?
Answer the question as regards the revival in the paint industry. Yes, I agree with you. The revival in paint industry is good. Even in April-June quarter also, we are seeing the sustained sales happening. And the figures or what the talks what we are having with all four big paint companies, they see that in July-September quarter also, there won't be any drop in paint demand. So that is the that is the situation. And similarly, we are seeing the same thing for other prime products, dimer fatty acid. In April-June quarter also, demand has been good. And talking to our prime customers about Q2 also, we are getting the same feedback that market should sustain. Okay. So nothing happens. I mean, that's the only thing. And beyond that, in Q3, everything would depend on how La Nina effect is happening. If we will have deficit rainfall, obviously the paint demand in during Diwali might not be to the extent what it should be. And if we have a normal monsoon, I think even Q3 shouldn't see any problems.
That's helpful.
Yeah, as far as your question regarding that CWIP, that CWIP amount, substantial amount, is towards that tocopherol biodiesel, tocopherol upgradation project which we had undertaken during the final, during the year 2019. When we started this project in the year 2019, it was very promising. Subsequently, several disruptions happened, starting with COVID-19 in March 2020. With lockdowns and migration of laborers, the progress of the project took a beating. Same was the case at the end of suppliers of critical customized equipment also. This nearly lasted for 2 years, and before the world economy could come out of this, war started between Russia and Ukraine. This affected important portion of supply of sunflower oil, thereby triggering global spike in the prices of vegetable oils, all kinds of vegetable oils. This also was detrimental for the tocopherol upgradation project. Further, fuel to the fire was added on account of an incident of stealing of some quantity of methanol, which has alcohol content and Gujarat is having the prohibition, allegedly by some employees from factory in the vicinity of Ahmedabad, which had the license and was using methanol in its manufacturing process. This news got wide publicity in the newspaper and media, and government of Gujarat for a good number of months stopped issuing further approvals, and our application was stuck in this because the state elections were coming. Post state elections, when we received various approvals, the economic consideration had turned out to be unfavorable. The company was in the meantime already working on further development of one of the four products and also on the development of altogether new prime product from altogether different raw material, falling overall under the family of oils only. Further study revealed that most of the assets created for this tocopherol upgradation project can be used for this project. The company accordingly took the conscious decision of switching from tocopherol, abandoning this tocopherol upgradation project, and instead going for this upgradation of one of the co-product stream and using it for altogether new raw material and new prime production. That is as far as this tocopherol steroid project is concerned, for which as on 31st March, substantial amount is standing in CWIP. As far as our installed capacity is concerned, yes, as at 31st March 2023, we had this installed capacity of 120,000 metric tons in place. And ideally, operating capacity should be treated at, should be considered anywhere between 90 to 92% of the installed capacity. We have created this installed capacity keeping in mind coming 3-4 years. So it's better utilization or a complete utilization of nearly 90% will happen somewhere in the financial year 2025-26. But the capacity is in place.
Right. And lastly, sir, do you have the metric ton processed in this quarter?
Yeah. Yeah. In this, the metric ton process for this financial year 22-23 was approximately 57,000 tons. And metric ton process for these Q4 quarter was approximately 17,000 tons.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
The entire thing was affected because of that Q3 only.
Right.
Entire annual results are getting are appearing somewhat lesser in terms of quantity processed, in terms of profitability, etc. Partly because of this Q3 phenomenon only.
Right. Partly Q2 also, no, sir? Q2 was also bad.
Yeah, but Q3 was a substantial...
Q3 was a disaster. Q2 was bad.
We saw a disaster like this in 10 years for the first time.
Since 2010, this kind of disaster happened for the first time in this 13 years history. Since now we took charge as an MD.
Sure. Understood. I have one or two questions. I'll join back the queue. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have the next question from the line of Nirag Shah from Exemplar Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Can I have separate yearly revenue figures of company's key products, dimer acid and linoleic soya fatty acid?
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah. I'm telling you. Just a minute. Dimer acid annual sales for 22-23 was 176 crores.
Okay.
And linoleic acid was 296 crores.
Okay. And what is the status of commissioning of forward integration projects like isostearic acid as also the new raw material product which we are targeting to foray into?
Already isostearic trial runs have started and we have sent plant samples to various companies which are based in Japan, Europe and USA, and from Q2 onwards, that is July-September quarter, we'll start shipment of the material.
Okay, and what kind of approximate revenues we expect in FY24?
It will be obviously, as it's a forward integration of the product stream, it will be 100% good for overall margins. And overall, what we feel this year, our project sales should be around 750 crores.
Okay. Thank you very much. I will join back in the chat.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Preet Nagarsheth from Wealth Finvisor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. I think one of the questions I wanted to know, Nahushbhai, is that the EBITDA margin profile that the company was aiming for was close to, say, 17-18% as an aspirational number. So do we think that that number we could get back to from this financial year onwards?
See, we have been always saying that we will targeting an EBITDA margin of around 15% plus. And that's, one thing is there in what has happened after 2021, after COVID especially, the commodity, especially the vegetable oil, has seen tremendous volatility. The prices, which were around 80 rupees a kg, went up to as high as 160. They again came down to around 120, again went up to 150, and today they are down to 90. I mean, so we have been seeing in this tour, and which is something, Heathrow, we have never ever seen such type of volatility. So that is, to an extent, I mean, it's creating a little bit an issue overall. So, I mean, for us to go to margins of around 17-18% looks very tough. I mean, we have been always saying that 15% plus minus 1% is what we have been targeting, and that's what we'll be able to maintain.
Okay. So you're saying that for FY24, 15% is what you're aspiring to get to?
Yeah.
Right. And in terms of volume, from 57,000 tons for the full FY23, what is the projecting number for FY24?
See, based on the Q4, that is January-March period, where we did around 17,000 tons, what we feel is we'll be able to do anything above 70,000 tons.
Wonderful. That's great. Thank you. That answers my question.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Janmajay Gandhi from IVG Trust. Please go ahead.
Sir, I wanted to know more about the new product launch that you are planning to do, and when do you commercially be able to achieve that, and what is the addressable market size of that product, and would it be more of export or domestic? Can you give us more idea about the new product, sir?
The product what we have started, trial runs during this quarter, and we expect to put it in higher capacity levels next quarter onward. This is called a product called isostearic acid. Isostearic acid mainly in two things. One is personal care, that is cosmetics, and lubricants. Basically, though, as you are aware, that world is switching to biodegradable products. And this is a biodegradable product. And especially the lubricant side, Europe and USA, they have come up with a new regulation whereby the seafaring vessels, they are supposed to use biodegradable lubricants, in which the isostearic acid is going to be the main ingredient. And second thing is there are very few manufacturers in the world making isostearic acid. There are hardly 5 or 6 manufacturers who manufacture isostearic, and there is no one in India making isostearic acid. In fact, we are the first company going to make isostearic acid. So, I mean, the products what we are going to manufacture and market, the market is going to be US, Europe, and Japan. India is going to be a small market. Over the period, yes, India can become a big market. But at this stage, practically 90% would be exported.
Sir, how much volume and sales would that contribute into FY24 by this product?
At this stage, I mean, as we have just launched the product, for me to at this stage say would be little bit premature, because, I mean, it will take, I mean, probably in July, September quarter, I'll be able to tell you.
Sir, how much margin can we expect from this product, sir?
Fairly good. Two things are there. There are very few manufacturers, and it's a forward integration project for us. So obviously, instead of 2 prime products, we'll have 3 prime products.
Sir, how much of the capacity of our present would we use for manufacturing this product over a period of a year or two?
This is a value-added product. Mr. Gandhi, this is a value-added product. See, our capacity is measured in terms of throughput of raw material. From our existing raw materials, whatever we produce, we are getting the product called dimer acid and monobasic acid. And this is a further development of monobasic acid.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashish Upgalanwar from InvesQ Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for this opportunity. Sir, given the fact that last year was a bit soft on sales, so would you say that guidance of around 70,000 tons and 750 crores of sales, we can surpass that by some margin, would be a fair expectation, or it would still be early days for you to...
See, as Nahus already said,
that during January-March quarter, we had processed around 17,000 tons. And
right.
if that rate continues, and if you annualize it anyway, it comes to 68,000.
Right.
And with this isostatic launching in July-September quarter, we are certainly hoping better things only. And that is how we are saying that we will be achieving a sale of 750 crores because it is a value-added product. So we will be achieving higher top line. And of course, bottom line also, higher bottom line also from that product. So to us, as of now, under the present conditions of the world, we feel that it is an achievable thing unless something happens globally. Because as now they said, presently the market is USA, Europe and Japan.
Right. No, sir, so in past calls, you mentioned that for a 20-25% growth is kind of a DNA for your company, which is also seen from your past achievements in so many years. So would you say that 3-4 years we have that kind of a plan and
this year we have processed 57,000
right.
and we are seeing 70,000 for the next year, so it is a rise of 13,000, which is nearly 22-25%.
You said 57,000 and 70,000. Okay, so it's around what? Okay, so sure. Okay. And margin, can we safely assume that this year we can touch that 15% margin or maybe 14-15%?
We are hoping that always we are striving. What we are saying is that we'll try to maintain margin of 15%. This quarter also you can see we have closed in near 13%. So if volatility in the commodity doesn't happen, it won't be tough for us to achieve that margin.
And that will be on an annual basis, what we are saying now.
Right.
See, from a quarter to quarter, there could be a minor fluctuation here and there. On an annual basis, we are targeting a 15% EBITDA margin.
Sure. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press *1 on your touchtone phones. The next question is from the line of Aditya Agarwal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, actually I wanted to ask, like the new products, the forward integrated ones that we are getting into, so are they going to have the same gross margin profile of like 33-34% as we have had for last 5-6 years?
See, it is going to be a forward integration, upgradation of a current product stream. So obviously, it is a very obvious thing, the margins will be there.
And now we already said that in the July-September quarter, he will be able to tell you better as to how it goes.
Because see, one needs to understand that there are very hardly 4-5 companies in the world making this product. Right, and we are the only company which has started making it. So it's not an easy product also, right? So obviously, the moment the product settles down, the margins are going to be good and volumes also can grow. But that's something I'll be able to tell you in better way in July-September quarter.
And we are targeting the top markets of USA, Europe and Japan. It is not a question of selling it to Asia-Pacific countries.
So, like, these new products like isotric acid and stearic acid, like, what kind of market do we have for this product in India?
Indian market is going to be very small. Very small. Isostatic, I think, India doesn't have that big a market. It's Europe and U.S.
So, it will be more like an export kind of product, right?
Yeah. 90% of our isostatic acid, greater than 90% we expect to export.
Okay. And sir, like a few big players have entered the paint industry, so have we been able to add them as clients in the recent process?
Yes, already. Like you must have heard about Grasim is coming in a big way. Already our products are under analysis at their end, and we are supplying small quantities for their pilot plant trials also. So we are there with them. As we are linoleic acid, whatever company, big companies, organized companies, if they want to come in decorative paint segment, we'll be there.
They will not be able to avoid us.
Yeah, they won't be able to avoid us. That's for sure. And we are already there with that.
Okay. And sir, can you please share the sales volume for dimer acid and linoleic acid and the oleochemical segment as a whole?
Dimer acid and linoleic acid, they are our main prime products. You know, more than 70% sales come from these two products only.
Yes. Like, let's say, I was asking for the sales volume.
Sales volume of dimer is more than 8,000 tons and linoleic acid is more than 24,000 tons for the entire year.
All right. And for oleochemicals?
Balance is remaining. Ne? We have already said.
Balance is for five products
together. These two products only give you more than 70% of sales. Ne? So balance all is not that material or significant.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Jagveer Singh from Shade Capital. Please go ahead.
Well, thanks for the opportunity. So, sir, we are talking about this forward integrated product. So, what is the industry size of this product?
No. To be frank, our capacity would be hardly 6% of the industry.
Okay, and sir, because we are targeting...
industry is going at a CAGR of more than 6%.
Okay, sir, and we are targeting like USA, Europe and Japan, so we need some prior approvals or we can sell over there?
Already, sir, samples are under approval.
Okay. And this product will be used where? In the paint industry or where?
No, it will have three different applications. One is going to be in lubricant, second is going to be in personal care, and third is going to be in cosmetics.
Okay. And sir, last year we have seen a lot of volatility in raw material, then we have demand slowdown, then we have volatility in the raw material, then inventory write-off, all these things that happened in the last year. So we can fairly assume this next, because now we have the capacity and everything is over there. So now we can fairly assume the next 2 years will be normal for our company.
As regards volatility in raw material, I won't be able to say anything. Because that's what I said also, that in 2 years, we have seen raw material prices going up, vegetable oil prices going up from 80 rupees to 160 rupees to down to 120, up to 150 again. Today they are down to 90. So this is something we have never ever seen in our 25 years history. And this is we are seeing since last 2 years. This volatility is there. And we hope that over the period, this volatility would go away. Normalcy would return back.
Creation of capacity and this volatility in the vegetable oil prices, they do not have any direct relation. Our creation of capacity is one side, keeping in mind the future. We had started this creation of capacity project some 3 years ago. And this volatility of last 2 years, it will not have any direct relation with our creation of capacity.
And sir, last question is related to, we have done a lot of CapEx, even CWIP is also there. So including all this CapEx, what kind of revenue we can achieve?
We already replied to the first question regarding this. For our proposed shareholder, what we are doing, what we are now planning. And then we have said that we are planning this manufacture of isostearic and now we say from July-September quarter onwards, we will be exporting it. And we are also going to develop another prime product with some another raw material.
So in the capacity utilization, we can do more than 1,000 crore turnover in this capacity?
Obviously. 70,000, we are talking 700 crore.
Yeah. So
120,000 tons, yes, obviously. We'll be crossing 100,000.
And sir, if price remains, suppose 90 rupees, raw material price remains 80 or 90 rupees, suppose 2 days 90 rupees. So if the prices are 90 rupees or less than 90 rupees, so we can make the EBITDA margin of more than 15% or not in that case?
The 90 rupees is not the raw material price. 90 rupees is the vegetable oil price. That is what
I was just saying, that this is the volatility in the commodity price. And so, okay. I mean, we'll strive to maintain our EBITDA margin 15% plus minus 1.5%. I mean, that is what we are targeting, and we own. All these years we have maintained that. I mean, and so we are confident we'll be able to maintain that. I mean, except for any unforeseen circumstances.
Thanks a lot, sir, and best of luck.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to two per participant. For follow-up questions, you may rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Karan Kona from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. Sir, my question is on China dumping the products as in the China situation, like the Chinese suppliers, they are facing some issue with the domestic consumption. That's the reason why they are dumping the product to different country. So are we seeing any risk from Chinese player currently?
No, currently we are not seeing. In fact, as regards dimer fatty acid, we are taking Chinese aid on, and in fact we are having more than 65-70% of India's market share, and we are targeting to increase this market share. So I mean, we are not worried on Chinese front. In fact, our manufacturing process and everything is fairly robust, whereby we are able to take them head on.
On the contrary, we are anticipating the other way, Mr. Kona. Chinese would be scared of us. Once we are very successful with isostatic acid, mark the words of Nausai, Chinese would be scared of us as far as this dimer acid is concerned. But that is the future thing. Let us wait for 6 months for this.
That's very helpful, sir. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pujan Shah from Congruence Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Initially, I just wanted to ask, is it isostatic acid what we are talking about, that a futuristic product? So, in the competitive sense, where the majority of the production house, like majority of the production share has been located? So, is it in China, is it in Vietnam, or like, or in some other countries?
I mean, two in Europe, two in US. There is no one in China.
So all are being faced by US and Europe. And how is the competition like? Is it the one company dominated the high market share? Is it the fragmented or is it being consolidated?
No. One company is dominating the market. But as I said, the car share is going to be hardly 5 or 6% of overall market. And second thing is it is growing at a CAGR of more than 5 to 6%. So, I mean, we don't foresee, I mean, we are not going to disturb the market scenario, demand supply scenario in any way.
Okay, got it. And US and Europe is currently facing some recessionary scenario, and this is the product used in the personal care, and mostly I think it's a personal care product. So this year, would the demand will be subdued, or you are seeing a very good demand from this product? Actually, we have been starting production from.
We have sent our samples for approvals to all the three segments, in all the three segments, and I mean we are seeing a very positive response from all the buyers. We are seeing a positive response.
Okay.
No one has said that they won't be interested or nothing like that.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashish Upgalanwar from InvestQ Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Would you say that the recovery in the Q4 numbers was mid-quarter or something? Because I think YOY we still had a decline. Was it price-driven or some volumes were also?
In Q3, as I said, Q3 we had a drop in demand. And
no,
so that is the thing which affected overall yearly thing. But January, March, we have done around 17,000. And we see sustained, we see that we'll be able to maintain that.
No, what I was asking was in Q4, YOY absolute number of sales still would have declined by 15%. Was that value driven or,
Under the present volatility conditions, YOY comparison would be less significant than the quarter on quarter comparison.
Okay. So the recovery that we saw in demand is till from...
Vegetable oil, as Nausi explained, the vegetable oil prices, the kind of volatility it has been over a period of last 2 years.
Right.
So, yeah, that is the difference.
So from January, the numbers are normal in terms of volume sales?
Yeah.
Okay. So the entire quarter was a normal volume quarter?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. And sir, despite the increasing sale, probably the projections that we have, we would still be around 60-70% capacity utilization. So, is it going to be linear improvement in capacity only, or is there a way where we can explore to utilize better and earlier than what we are anticipating?
See, you need to understand one thing. To build up a capacity, to increase the capacity, it's a 3-year cycle minimum, right? Between getting the government authority permission, designing of the plant, ordering the equipment, erecting the equipment and putting it in operation. So normally what we have been doing is once we reach a capacity utilization of around 75%, we embark on expansion. And that's what we did. That's what we did, keeping in mind the growth potential of next 3 years. So we expect to be fully operational, working at full capacity by the year 2026.
We are more focused on improving the margin, bottom line. That is where we are going for more value-added kind of products, other raw materials. So by that, actually what is happening, you have to appreciate. What is actually happening is that we are not putting pressure on anything. We are not putting pressure on sourcing of raw materials. We are not putting pressure of any one product. Rather than ensuring only better and better utilization of our capacity, which is created for next 3 years, we are focusing more on this to improve our bottom line.
Right. So, and our growth trajectory and the plans would normally be of 20-odd%, but the market for our products typically would not be growing at that pace. So we grow by market share gains, right? I mean, is that a fair thing to assume?
The market is growing between, you have to understand one thing, and that is that in paint industry, there are two parts to it. One is organized sector and one is unorganized sector.
Okay.
What is happening is, since the GST came in, and new entrants like Grasim and everyone are thinking of coming in, the organized sector's market share is going to go up. Vis-a-vis, normally the market is going to grow at 8-10%, but the organized sector is going to take over the market from the unorganized sector. In that case, because of that reason, we are seeing a growth of around 15-20%.
Okay, great. Sir, and there is nothing on the anvil on competition side, any competitors domestically that way, even our market share is 60%.
No, that's what we even, Q3 also we were saying when the results were bad, that we haven't lost any of our customers.
Right. So there is no competitive threat, only the raw material volatility and demand side has to be.
Exactly. Sure.
Thank you so much, sir. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Janmajay Gandhi from IVG Trust. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Sorry to get back in the queue again. I have two questions, sir. So what is the global market size of these two products? in terms of the rupee terms or dollar terms, and how are we going to price in terms of launching these products in the market? Would we be discounted, or is there a demand there? Can you explain more on those sides?
I mean, as I said, that for as regards licensed generic acid market, the market survey reports what we have indicate a market size of around 50 or 55,000 tons. And we are targeting 35 or 6% of that market share. That is one thing. And the second thing is, when you enter a new developed market, obviously you'll have to pitch your product little bit at a discount to what the competitors are selling. Otherwise, no one is going to be interested in taking up your product. So that is going to be there.
The dollar terms, how much is the market size?
No, no, it is a quantity.
It's a quantity, what I am telling you. You can say as around $400 million.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prakash Kapadia from Anived Portfolio Managers. Please go ahead.
Sir, if I just, look at the current quarter, there has been a decline in realization sequentially as well as year-on-year basis. And if I just, broadly take that 70,000 ton, which, we feel confident of doing in FY24, we should do at least 800 crores if I take a blended realization for the year.
See, so 17,000 tons, if we have achieved a sales of 152 crores, then from 70,000 tons, if we are seeing the sales of 700 crores with this value-added product, I think it is fair. How are you calculating? You will have to explain.
Sir, if I just take 17,000 tons and if I take 151 crores, realization is around 90,000 rupees a ton. And if I go back, say, last quarter, which was 9,700 tons.
So don't, Mr. Tapadia, don't go by quarter to quarter, because there is a composition of different products. Product mix is different. In a one quarter, the product mix could be different. In another quarter, product mix is different. We have therefore always been telling that if you want to compare anything as far as our company is concerned, it has to be on a year-on-year basis only. Then only everything would even out. Otherwise, everyone would be misguided if you try to do such simplistic calculation.
I am just trying to understand the product mix impact, because there seems a big decline this quarter is what I was trying to understand. And
that is what Naushri said, that from 80 it had gone to 160, then came back to 120, these vegetable oil prices. And our finished product prices are partly linked to these prices.
Yes, the input cost determines this.
Please carry on.
Anyway, I'm saying that because that realization of the raw material has gone down, so effectively that is translating into lower realization for us.
Exactly.
And in a scenario where it would have increased, we would have seen a higher realization per unit.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. You nailed it.
Okay. Understood. And assuming a status quo, if I just do that, we should do roughly 800 crores next year, assuming there is no major change in realization.
Yeah, 750
to 800 should be a good ballpark range. Obviously, as you've been saying, quarter on quarter is not the matrix, but the input cost will determine this. Understood.
Exactly.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Nirag Shah from Exemplar Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the follow-up. Since you said assets required for that new raw material and new product out of that which we are targeting are already installed because of our past work on high concentration TOCO project, so when are we likely to begin manufacturing the same, and what kind of end-use markets we are planning to serve?
See, isostatic acid, what I explained, it has three applications. One is in lubricant, second is in personal care, and third is in cosmetics. And so these are the three things. The capex, whatever has been done, already all the capex has been done for the isostatic.
Now, the new raw material which we are targeting, no?
For which sir? Also 80-90% of capex has been done. Minor investment of around 10-15 crores might be needed.
So we should commission that project also by Q2?
No. that should happen in January, March quarter. Again, so that Q4. Is a novel project. Again, that is a novel project. No one is doing it in India.
Okay. So what kind of
obviously,
end-use markets which you are planning to serve with that?
Something which is biodegradable. See, basically, we have taken a conscious decision to go towards the biodegradable products.
Okay, what is the market opportunity size this product provides?
Very good. Very good. We'll be, again, if we manufacture successfully, we'll be one of the five or six players in the world.
So the stabilization and all will take FY25, right? To manufacture commercial quantities for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. All the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today's conference. I now hand the conference over to the management from Fairchem Organics Limited for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you all for participating in this earnings call. I hope we were able to answer your questions satisfactorily and at the same time offer insights into our business. If you have any further questions, or would like to know more about the company, please reach out to our investor relations manager at Valorem Advisors. Thank you. Stay safe. Stay healthy.
Thanks a lot, everyone.
Thank you. On behalf of Fairchem Organics Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.